Chapter 1. Eye of the Storm. The thieves waited for the Eye of the Storm to pass over Naples. Winds shrieked and bent the palm trees, driving the rain into angry swarms. The SUV felt like it was going to get blown away. The lookout took a drag on his e-cig and tried to calm his nerves. He watched as the water rose into a river along Gulf Shore Road. Fucking hurricanes. Fucking Florida.
Put that out, said the guy in the back seat.
It's an e-cig.
I don't care, it's filling the car.
It's just water vapor.
Why would you want to inhale that shit?
It's better than the real ones.
You look like an idiot sucking on that thing.
A massive gust of wind blasted the vehicle, which rocked on its shocks. The lookout dropped the e-cigarette to grasp the wheel with both hands.
Oh, man, this is crazy.
It's going to calm down, said the guy in the back. That eye is going to come right over us.
How can they predict that?
We talked about this. Fucking keep it together.
Look at those palm trees.
I can't see shit.
But the lookout could see them. Through the gray blur of the rain, the trees lining the street thrashed violently, like headbangers at a heavy metal show. Thinking about it like that made him feel a little better.
It's going to pass right over us, the man in the back said. All the networks predicted it. All the weather people. This is going to die down any minute now.
Yeah, we'll see. The lookout held the steering wheel in a death grip. The wind was a giant, shouldering into them, like that movie he'd seen as a little kid, Jurassic Park. The wind was a T-Rex bashing its head against the SUV. They waited. The rainwater deepened along the street. His next concern, they'd be washed away. He'd seen it plenty of times. Cars overtaken by water, people locked inside, trapped by all the rushing pressure, drowned like rats, dead. He tried to focus on the house, but it was tough to see through the weather. Just the huge, vague shape of it was visible, and it was dark. Power had gone down throughout the city hours before, also as predicted. That meant no security alarms, no working cameras. The lavish, unoccupied beach home was a sitting duck.
You got your tools?
Yes, said the guy in the back, exasperated. He was the burglar, the one who had cracked the safe. For the last time, relax.
Another 10 minutes passed. Each time the lookout thought the storm was dying down, there'd be a fresh blast of wind and deluge of rain. The burglar grunted a laugh.
Why do they always give the bad ones Hispanic names?
What?
Hector. What they named it. They always give them spick names.
They go alphabetical by season. They're named before anyone has any idea what they're going to be like. Ethnicity's got nothing to do with it.
The burglar grunted. Whatever.
The rain formed massive, ghostly curtains, dark serpents that whipped and frothed in the night. Something clunked against the vehicle, another branch or palm frond. More shapes tumbled past, then another thump.
Oh, man, the lookout said. Fucking up my ride, man.
What do you care? You can buy a new one after this.
Do a radio check. The burglar sniffed.
Fine.
The lookout watched in the rearview mirror as the burglar dug out his radio and pressed the transmit button.
Check, check 1-2.
His voice echoed on the unit sticking out of the console. The lookout picked it up and pressed the button.
Check, check.
Because the radios were in such close proximity, there was a near-splitting whine of feedback.
All right, you happy? Put it away now.
The lookout put the radio back in its place. And we're sure about the lockdown.
Yes, for fuck's sake, we're sure. Why are you?
I never knew you were this much of a pussy. You lose your balls over there or something?
Their eyes connected in the mirror and the lookout felt his skin tighten and scalp tingle. The mouth on this guy. The disrespect. He had no idea.
I'm thorough. I'm careful. I've got shit to lose.
The burglar leaned forward and the lookout braced himself for a fight, ready to take the guy's big head and put it through a window. But the burglar pointed out the front windshield.
Look at that.
The lookout tracked his pointing finger. I see it. There were stars in the sky. The weather was calming and the clouds were opening up.
Boom, said the burglar, his lips next to the lookout's ear. Fucking told you. That's the eye. 5 minutes.
All right, 5 minutes. Sit back in your seat. The burglar hesitated. The lookout could feel his breath on his skin. Smell the pastrami sandwich he'd eaten a half hour before. Finally, the burglar sank back again.